pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I only turn that to accommodating them if you want more lights on.
Is there more lights?
More? It's one of these.
Turn it.
Small in.
All right. Turn it to the budget.
Yeah, that's right.
Roll call. Let the record show all three commissioners are present. Anyone like to speak in the public portion of the meeting? Anyone like to speak in the public portion of the meeting? Anyone from the public wish to speak? Okay. Call for motions to close the public portion.
Make a motion to close the public portion.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor? Opposed? So moved. Okay, looking at tonight's agenda, do we have any additions, corrections that you would like to make to the agenda?
Nothing.
All right, so we will adopt the agenda. Motion's necessary. I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Second. All in favor? Opposed? So moved. Minutes. I did not see anything that jumped at me from the minutes. So I don't know if anyone else has anything. Okay, so we'll need a motion to accept the minutes.
I'll make the motion to accept the minutes from last meeting.
Motion made by Mike.
Second.
By Rich. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Old business. Do we have any old business before us, Chief?
The only thing I have is just an update on the vehicles. They were approved by way of ARPA funds at the last Alderwoman meeting. We are just waiting on the vendor to actually get their order, which should have been here, and it's not, which is typical. But as soon as they get here, we've been authorized to accept the cars, and the city will cut a check, so hopefully that's the end of that one.
Okay, so two vehicles?
Two vehicles.
So much put you in on the thoughts. Ford Expeditions?
Yeah, the Interceptors.
Explorers.
Awesome. Glorified Explorer.
Anyone else have anything under old business? New business. Would you like to bring in the lateral recruits?
I would recommend you make a motion to hire them and actually pass that motion, and then we'll bring them in maybe.
Okay. Do you want to do that first?
I think you probably should. Yeah.
Okay. We have two lateral transfers, Officer Matthew DiFilippo and Officer Jeffrey Schmaling. I would entertain a motion to hire those two officers.
I'll make that motion that we hire the lateral transfers, Officer Matthew DiFilippo and Officer Jeffrey Schmaling.
And the second on the motion?
Second.
Okay, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved.
Ready to read that again?
Oh, crap, don't even have it.
No, I don't have it.
I knew that you didn't say that. That's the charter of the city. It's going to be something else.
Do you swear just to do the right thing?
I stick to name.
Good.
Yeah, we're not doing that with lateral transfers.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
Okay, this is a lot of money.
If we didn't have laterals, we'd be screwed.
These guys have been doing a good job
because
picking them up.
If we had to hire new people, we had to wait a year, whatever. We have not one kid that's there now.
We still have that kid in the
academy. Yeah. It was 18 months before you can get him off the street.
Yeah, a year and a half. These guys are out.
For the most part.
Point them in the right direction.
Yep.
I know they ride with something for a while.
Right, but.
Jeff, that's what I just understood. This is Jeffrey. This is Matthew.
Jeffrey, Tom Leonard. Nice to meet you.
Mike Lowe. Nice to meet you. It's a pleasure. Hi, Rick Barber. Nice to meet you.
Mike Lowe.
Nice to meet you.
Chief was.
She got to go get some old stuff for us to read.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome.
Oh,
you're good.
All right. And take pictures from behind you.
Welcome to the city of Derby.
Yes.
Thank you.
Now, you both Waterbury. Officers?
No, I came from Bridgeport.
You came from Bridgeport, okay. The flag derby is a little smaller than those two. Same issues, though.
It's
unfortunate.
Sad.
Yeah. It's also a good community work. It's good people here. Despite what you read on the internet.
It's a quaint little town. Has a lot of good in it.
Yeah, has a lot of good in it. So this is Donald, Dan?
Yes.
Yes.
Vermont.
Okay. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
And this is...
What's your name?
What's your name?
Leah.
Leah. Leah. Good to see you. You're going to become a police officer someday?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Sorry about that.
Okay. So gentlemen, I'd ask you to raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I, state your name.
I, Jack Whipple.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America.
And I will support and defend the constitutional rights.
The United States of America. Okay. The Constitution of the State of Connecticut.
The Constitution of the State of Connecticut.
The Charter of the City of Derby.
The Charter of the City of Derby.
That I will well and faithfully discharge.
I will well and faithfully discharge.
According to law.
According to law.
Regulation.
Regulation.
Directive and practice.
Directive and practice.
The duties of the police officer of the City of Derby.
The duty of the police officer in the City of Derby.
To the best of my abilities.
To the best of my abilities.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. Take care, everyone.
Have a good night.
Take care.
Yeah.
It should be said, so, Chief, that you guys are doing a great job of plowing the levels.
How many more open spots we have?
Let's talk about that when you're pregnant.
We have one.
We have the kid in the academy.
Besides him, we have one. It's Jerry's position.
Yeah. Dan's still haven't come back to you on that yet.
City,
dragging the field.
They're not coming through with the money. That will be one brief I will give you when we get to that.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry for jumping.
No worries.
If we didn't have these laterals,
SOL.
Yeah. Our detectives have done a fantastic job finding people and getting through. So
nice. Listen, you guys have too. Just facilitating the whole thing.
We've been lucky. And Sony's getting nobody.
Okay, we are still under new business. So if you'd like to enlighten us, Chief, on new business.
I have nothing under new business.
Oh, okay. Anything, gentlemen?
No, nothing. I sent a text out to the company. Well, this is all business. But I sent the text out to the offices of each company to ensure that we get those boot drive applications in by the first month or the first week of January. So we'll have those set up. I spoke to officer. I can never pronounce his name, but I spoke to him and advised him of that as well. So
okay, great. Thank
once
you.
Once I get those in, I'll
appreciate it.
Email them up right over to him so we have everything lined up and tacked up.
Great.
Sounds good. So here we just laid it out for the year and we're
done. Exactly.
Okay. Department reports.
Beginning with the budget, we do have a couple areas of concern. Area number one is the lieutenant's wages, which we call the deputy chief line. As I briefed last time, my current chief wages are being paid out of that line, so we are overspent approximately $3,500. The test for deputy chief is the 29th of this month. We hope to have that person presented to you, the candidate presented to you by the first week, December PC meeting. Hopefully, I'm not sure we're going to get it done by that time. But if we do, that person will then get his wages drawn out of that line, and we will very quickly deplete that line. Former Chief Narowski is still being paid terminal wages out of the police chief wage line. So we can't go to that line for any money. I have asked the chief of staff to facilitate a transfer out of city funds into our terminal leave line so we can get Chief Narowski's pay taken out of our actual budget. But to my understanding, they have yet to get anywhere near a quorum for a tax board meeting. So until the tax board actually meets, and as of 3:30 this afternoon, there's still no agenda for tomorrow night's meeting, so I assume they're not having a meeting tomorrow night either. So we're going to go another month without being able to fund that line. So just something to be aware of. I briefed the mayor that we will continue business as usual down here, and if that line goes negative, they're going to have to figure it out, but we're going to draw the line down negative. So, only other area of concern is overtime. As you see, we're approaching 8% overspent. About $25,000 overspent. Not a major concern yet, especially with these most recent laterals you just swore in. That should knock that number back down to where it should be monthly. Of course, we do have the holidays coming up, and it always spikes during the holidays. So, we're keeping a close eye on it. I do have some reserves. If I have to actually go into them, I can. And that is the DEA overtime reimbursement money that's in our bank account. So I'm not overly concerned about that, but it's just something we're keeping an eye on.
That's something that we probably figured was going to be an issue.
Yes, and quite frankly, it's not nearly the issue I thought it would be at this time already. Yeah. So I'm pleasantly surprised.
So I think that's, you know, it's a good management. There was something that jumped out at me in the department. Calls for service. Did we jump up 5,000 calls from last year?
It's very possible. That was probably a lot to do with COVID, where we were doing no proactive policing whatsoever.
Right.
We were still basically just doing only emergency response calls, no motor vehicle stops, things like that. So, yeah, that is actually possible that we've jumped up that amount of money, that amount of calls. We are, in our monthly supervisors meetings, I stress that it's time to get out of that COVID mentality, get back to policing as normal. So I think you're seeing some of that in the amount of calls for service we're seeing here. So.
I noticed the number, and I'm like, wow, that definitely came up a little bit. All right, that was the only thing that jumped out at me. Gentlemen, anything?
No.
Mike? Rich?
Okay.
So, good there. Any communications?
None
that I'm aware of.
No.
Okay. Traffic Authority. Since Kevin's not here, I believe we'll table the traffic calming devices discussion for the next meeting.
Should be short, yeah.
I don't
know. I'm just being sarcastic.
Okay, and then Sentinel Hill, High Street and Academy Hill Road.
That's the
intersection. I know there's been discussion with the mayor's office. I even bought a copy of what's been done up to this point in time. Because we have done a lot there, and it's just, I don't know. I mean, the only suggestion was three-way stop, and it was being entertained. I know that I had a conversation with the mayor's office about it, and with your chief. I know, can you bring us up to date on anything?
I have met with my staff and we've discussed it, as I believe we briefly discussed. Here is our concern. We have established a practice down here of following the MUTCD guidelines and doing actual traffic studies and making our recommendations based upon whether or not there are warrants for those applications of traffic signs. In this case, there are no warrants for it. Not even the amount of accidents do not raise to the point of warrants at this point. My concern, although it is, you know, potentially something that may work, my concern is if we as an agency make a recommendation to your board that goes against what federal guidelines state, and there turns out to be an accident that someone claims is based on improper stop signs being placed there, where does the liability fall? And I think it's clear it falls on the city. So we will not make a recommendation to put three-way stop there. absent anything further that, you know, whether it's, again, a formal engineering study, although we've already been down that road with VCOG, mm-hmm. and they didn't recommend anything like that because, you know, it just doesn't apply, but we can't recommend a three-way stop there. That does not mean your board doesn't have the power to order that. You are the LTA for the city, so it's just that we wouldn't recommend it.
Okay. Just so I can, this can be on the record again, we did have the flashing caution light repaired, and it's in service.
Although, let me just say the caveat being is that that is an ancient light. I believe it's incandescent, not even LED. It's very difficult to see. And really, if the city wants to do something, maybe they could start right there by replacing that with a better light that's okay. LED that maybe can actually be seen.
In the 20th century.
Yeah.
And that may be something, I don't know if we'd approach the Board of Aldermen for that, but again, that would be something we'd have to adopt here and then move on to the Board of Aldermen to request.
I'm going to mention that you approach the Board of Aldermen to see if they can move forward with getting that done.
Okay.
Upgrade the light. Yeah,
that's a good start.
Next, make a motion to approach the Board of Aldermen for upgrade for the lighting. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Yep. Opposed? Okay. So we can do that. The police, you guys had deployed that flashing speeding sign?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Is that something we can do again?
Certainly, we could do it. We can do it once a month, most likely. We could rotate it there once a month.
Okay. That would be great. I mean, that would be another thing that we can do. That just, if nothing else, I mean, we can. We're making all the efforts we can.
Right.
We have in the past. So we improved the signage there to more than the sharp curve. We had the Northern Valley Council of Governments study. We had UI look at improving the street lighting there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can't station cruisers on private property and do traffic stuff, so we can't do that. We did approach DOT regarding the speed limit set on that street.
Yes, and they declined to
right.
lower it.
So, I mean, absent the city making an engineering change to the actual physical layout of the road at the intersection, I mean, these are the basic things we can do.
And there is one option left, and that was in the VCOG report, and that's transverse rumble strips. But that's outside the scope of your authority because it's going to cost a lot of money.
Right.
So really, if the city continues to expect something from your board, you know, one of the options is, all right, well, it's time to upgrade and follow some of the more expensive engineering
recommendations
that came in that VCOG report.
And yeah.
Although they're loud, they're effective, but they're expensive to install. So
that's okay. So right at this point in time, we'll approach the Board of Aldermen to see if we can't get some funds for upgrading the light, the flashing traffic light there. The rumble strips. Holding a public hearing for something like that to hear from the neighbors would be something that we probably should.
I personally don't think, again, like, you know, in today's day and age where everybody has an opinion like something else, I think if we go about and say we're doing these steps and hopefully they are progressive enough to help just so they can see it, then if it does not work and, you know, we get one more accident, of course they're going to come back and question. Then we hold a public hearing to say, hey, we've done, let's stop 10, 12 things that we just did already. Say, we have done this, you know, and just explain to them the aspect of putting the stop signs, the three-way stop sign there, you know, and the liability associated with it. I would think that's the best way to approach it. I don't give people the opportunity to speak about it now.
Okay.
You know, try to deter it.
I can appreciate what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
We can move forward with the steps and hopefully... Now we can step in the tide a little bit.
Well, certainly like any traffic calming device, if, for instance, the mayor's office and or the board decided that they would come forth with the money to fund transverse rumble strips, that's the first step. The second step then would be, yes, a public hearing to get the input of the neighbors.
Yeah.
Just like with these speed tables, everything else, because you need the people that are going to be affected by them the most, which are the neighbors that have to listen to the noise.
Exactly.
They need to be heard. So.
Yeah.
That's still, as I've said before, a big piece missing from the speed table, speed hump desires of the mayor's office.
Yes.
Okay, so light upgrade, there was one more thing we talked about. I can't, just went out my, went out the window. Upgrading the traffic, right?
Updating the traffic, right? And the transfers.
Transfers, right?
Yes, those are two.
Right, and we will, we'll look to deploy the speed sign more often.
That's what it was, okay.
Yes.
That would be a huge help too. Just, if nothing else, we're being as proactive.
It's a light catch, I'm not gonna lie. When I see it in other towns, I, you know, your head spins around a little bit.
Yeah, we're being as proactive as we can within our means.
Right, exactly. And that's the key word right there, within our means, we'll be proactive.
Okay. I did catch something today, they're doing work on the Commonwealth Bridge.
They're doing, from Shelton to Seymour, they're looking to rehab Route 8 and the entrance and exit ramps, that, for that whole stretch. Really, it has no impact on us, unless they decided to do something major and create a detour. They're just talking about repaving, redoing the bridge joints. You know, they do this every 10 years, and in this case, it was picked up by the mayor's office, and they've requested multiple people to be involved in this meeting. It's fine. It's just, it's what these meetings are nothing more than the state DOT checking the box that the federal government requires. So this happens all the time. But this year, it's being kind of made into something that it doesn't necessarily need to be made into. So,
have there been any issues with Main Street?
The only issues we had with Main Street was when they started trying to do some invasive road work during the daytime hours, and we quickly put a stop to that. And we approached DOT and told DOT we were not going to allow them to cause the amount of traffic backup there were. So. That's why they switched to night. They work nights, gosh, for probably the past 2 months, 2.5 months. So they're done with all that work now, hopefully, at least until the spring. So they shouldn't be just off to the sides of the road down through the winter. I don't know how much they're going to work during the winter. But and then Brennan is finishing up the Shelton side of the utilities on the Derby-Shelton Bridge, which is why that's been closed all day. Once that vault is put in on that side, Brennan is done, and... say Waters, it's not Waters, the other company that's doing the bridge will come back and start working again.
I'm amazed at the type of bridge that is.
Yeah.
Because it's literally
earthen bridge.
Yeah. I'm amazed at that.
Concrete arch filled with dirt.
Yeah. Right. The way they did it, I guess, back then.
Which is why every time there's a heavy load, that's the only permit they can get is go over that bridge because it's so much stronger than the Commerce Hall.
Yeah. So one other thing that was brought up to me, and I don't know if you guys have noticed it, Chief. The traffic light taking a left on to Derby Avenue from Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic is backing up all the way to, you know, to the Dominion Water, literally.
Okay.
I don't know if it's from what I've been told, it may be because people are actually just blocking from coming 34th into the center of town and just blocking the intersection.
Happens quite often.
But it's, you know, I got a call on it. I just said I'd bring it up and see if we can take a look at it.
I'll come to take a look at it.
But I don't know, maybe the light's on a cycle. Who knows? But that was
possible.
The only other thing that came to me. Anything, Rich? Anything else?
No.
Mike? No. All right. That's all I've got for local traffic. There's only one item left on the agenda.
Motion to
adjourn. Motion to adjourn. Seconded by Mike.
I'll gladly second that.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, gentlemen.
6:27.
Thank you all. And
sorry. I'm sorry.
You get to go over here.
So.
What's that?